Anna Wilson. I am a graduate student here at Mizzou as well as a certified yoga and meditation teacher. I'm here to share with you a breathing technique called Nadi Shodhana, or the pathway cleansing breath, and you'll see why as you begin to practice it more. The foundation of Nadi Shodhana is the three-part or the Dirgha breath. If you haven't had a chance to practice the Dirgha breath, I encourage you to visit the first video on this webpage. The three-part breath is the foundation of the breathing in yoga and meditation and a lot of meditation techniques. Just to give you a quick introduction of the three-part breath, as you inhale, you will fill the base of your lungs first and feel your belly expand out. As you begin to fill the middle part of your lungs with air, you'll feel your ribs come up and out and expand. And lastly, as you fill the tops of your lungs, your chest will rise towards the ceiling. As you exhale, that will go in reverse order. So your chest, your sternum will fall first. Your ribs will deflate back into your torso. And you'll feel your belly as you expel the last of the air from your lungs. You'll feel your belly come back in as your belly button comes towards your spine. So take three or four breaths here, doing the three-part breath, just to prepare you for Nadi Shodhana. So Nadi Shodhana is an alternate nostril breathing technique. It's great, once again, for relaxation, for focus, for release of tension in the physical body, as well as your mind and your emotional body. You can find the other benefits on the Student Health Center website for this breathing technique. By alternate nostril, I mean that you'll only be breathing in and out of one nostril at a time. And to do this, you'll actually need to use the thumb on your right hand and your ring finger. So if you raise your right hand, bring your first and your middle fingers towards your palm here. If you can't quite touch your palm, that's okay. All hands are made differently. You're just trying to get them out of the way so you can use your thumb and your ring finger here. And I'll be using my hand to sort of give you an image of where my breath is moving each time I'm breathing. So if you can, while you're practicing this, while you're beginning to learn it, feel your breath move through your body as an arch like this. So you'll inhale in one side, exhale out the other, inhale in that same side, and exhale out the other. So your breath will feel something like that. So begin by placing your right thumb on your right nostril, very gently in the crease here, not too hard. You will begin by inhaling through the left nostril, gently closing the left nostril with your ring finger, once again, right in the crease. Exhale through the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril. Gently close the right nostril with your thumb and exhale through the left nostril. Inhale through the left nostril. Gently close the left nostril. Exhale through the right nostril. Inhale through the right side. Gently close the right side and exhale through the left nostril. I'm going to take four or five full, complete Nadi Shodhana breaths just to give you an idea of what a practice like this looks like. before beginning, it's always important to lengthen the spine and lift and open the chest just to allow for easier breathing here. You're ready to complete this practice. Inhale through this nostril. Close and end by exhaling through the left nostril. Release your hand and spend a few moments simply in three-part breath in the dirgha breath.